Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Nick Hamm and actors Timothy Spall and Colm Meaney. Thanks very much for joining us, first of all.
Hey, thank you very much for having
us.
Thanks, nice to be here.
And you're presenting the film The Journey. Obviously, we don't have much time to ask too many questions, and we're going to have to keep the questions simple as well. But let's start off with you, Nick. Where did the idea to tackle this sort of this historical event come from? And, you know, how did you handle the pressure of bringing it to the screen?
We wanted to do a movie which was essentially celebrated the friendship of the two extraordinary politicians, who were one of the most unlikely political friendships that ever existed, and we took the view that that friendship underpinned what happened in the Northern Irish process, and so we were looking at a way to make to dramatise that, if you like, and so we chose to do it through one particular journey by putting those two characters in a fictional situation and seeing how they got on, and through that we could see how their friendship developed.
It's a very human kind of portrayal as well. It's not just a political film, it's also very human. And so we're just... the question that I want to ask you, Timothy and Colm, is just quite simply, how did you get... how did you prepare for the roles, and what were the difficulties that you encountered in the making of the movie?
It was difficult. It was a difficult film to make. I don't think any of us would... You know, we're in a very confined space for long periods of time, very heavy, you know, heavy... in dialogue and not very much action. It presented a lot of problems in that way, and you find solutions to them. In terms of preparation, it was a beautiful script. There were beautifully observed characters, and we kind of, even though they are historical characters, and you have to get that aspect of it right, you know, how they sounded and sort of how they looked. It is a fictional situation, and the writing was beautiful. The writing was so sort of well observed and so human and funny. And we kind of I find anyway, it's like when you get a great in music. I like to compare it to music, that when you get a great, I'm sure when a musician gets a great score, that you just play the notes and it will come. And there was an element of that here. It was so well written, you know.
Can you remember to remind me the question?
How did you prepare for the role?
Same as I always do. If it's a person that there's material on, you look at it as much as you can, imbibe it, drive yourself insane, really. I listened to quite a few of his sermons from way, way back, and I looked at him a lot. I looked at him as a young man, and I looked at him as an older man. And somewhere along the line, you assimilate all this stuff, bung it together, and you try and cast all that aside in the end, once you've got it underneath you, under your skin, and then play the man. Try and find out what you can, which is something that you can never explain between an actor and a character he's playing. It's between you and him, and hopefully it's a feeling that you get that when you're playing it with the brilliant script and with your fellow brilliant players and with great direction from the fellow sitting next to me here, you somehow, hopefully, we get to tell a story, a fascinating story. And that's what we're telling, a story. And we know that it has elements of truth, and we know that it's a realization of certain facts. But it's a fascinating story, and it's a distillation, a condensing of many different ideas. So to have an opportunity to... try and play an extraordinary character I never thought was coming my way, for a start, being from South London, and completely different and much smaller than Mr. Paisley. It was a great opportunity just to do that, and to be in something that is about peace, so palpably about the power of compromise.
Collaboration with history. Thank you very much for joining us. I would talk to you for a lot longer, but that's all the time we have. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a
pleasure.
Lot.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.